this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power, models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances, to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of his grace.
From the book of Genesis, chapter number 31. Genesis 31 and verse number 29. Genesis 31 and 29. Here, Laban was speaking, and hear what he said to Jacob when Jacob stole away from him. Jacob carried his wives and his children and ran away from the man who had cheated him, who had changed his wages for about 20 times. He kept changing the goalposts, he kept shifting. And so Jacob carried his wife. I mean, he spent 20 years, about 20 years with this man. So he carried his wives, carried his children, and then ran away. This man pursued him. You know, when you are a teacher, I was almost going to start teaching here. He pursued Jacob in verse 25. That's a distraction. So Laban overtook Jacob. How? Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountains. Jacob was on a journey. He hadn't gotten to where he was going. He decided to pitch his tent and maybe take a rest. Don't forget, it happened to his grandfather, Terah. When Terah left the all of the Chaldees, Terah was going to Canaan, but he got to Haran. He pitched his tent. The Bible says he stayed there. His destination was Canaan, but he dwelt in Haran, and the Bible says he died there. He didn't get to where he was going. Now, Jacob had not gotten to his destination, but he decided to pitch his own tent. Then Laban now overtook him. Pray this one for yourself. As I say, by the way, you will shout the remaining days of this year, evil will not overtake me. And you pray for your children. Are you ready to pray? Raise your voice and say after me, the remaining days of this year, evil will not overtake me. Evil will not overtake my children in the name of Jesus. Evil will not overtake my business. Evil will not overtake. Lift your voice and pray. Come on now. Come on, it's a prayer. We pray here. Laban overtook Jacob. The remaining days of this year, evil will not overtake me. The remaining days of this year, evil will not overtake my family. Evil will not overtake. Pray, my wife, my children. Pray for your husband and your children. The remaining days of this year, evil will not overtake my business. Evil will not overtake my family. Pray. Shelaba yalaba raba yalalaba. Esikaka yalaba rada raba baba baba. Esota yalaba baba baba. Endra yalabo su secondary yalaba baba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Evil will not overtake you. Amen. For the person saying amen, evil will not overtake your children. Amen. Evil will not overtake your business. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I hear a triumphant amen? Amen? So let's go back to our verse 29 to pray. He overtook Jacob. Then he said, it is in the power of my hand to hurt you. Oh, ni kawo mi lati sio ni ibi. Oh, mi lati sio ni ibi. It pleases me to do you evil. I wanted to. He said, but the God of your father. The God of your father. All children, if your father prayed, if your father is born again, or he was born again in case he's gone, then you can pray that the God of my father, if your father served God, you can pray that the God of my father will defend me. Let the God of my father defend me. If you are a parent, you are praying for your children, you will cry to your God, my Lord, my God, defend my children. Does that make sense for you? Please, don't deceive yourself. If you are not sure of your father, like if you are Jerubal, if you are Gideon, Gideon won't pray that prayer because his father had a shrine. He won't say, God of my is a shrine. If you are not sure what your father is kneeling to or knelt to, don't pray that prayer. Don't ask me about my own. But my children can cry and say, let the God of Yemi, Grace Man, Adunoju, defend me. And for all of you here, my God will defend you. Yeah. Are you ready to pray? Yeah. Children, what's your prayer? Let the God of my father defend me. Parents, what's your prayer? Oh Lord, my God, defend my children. You can mention their names wherever they are. Are you ready to pray? Lift your voice and shout, oh Lord, my God, defend my children wherever they are. Defend the interests of my children in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Is anybody praying? Oh Lord, my God, defend my children. Defend the interests of my children wherever they are, wherever they will be. Defend their interest in the name of Jesus. The Lord my God, the God that I serve, the God before whom I stand, we defend you, we defend your interest, we defend your children in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. This morning, please, as your amen reaches God in heaven, the Lord rebuke the powerful that want to do evil to your children. The Lord rebukes the powerful person that want to do evil to your children. Loni agbagbara lowo alagbara to fe se awon omo re ni ibi. Whoever want to hurt your children, we withdraw their power. We destroy their power. Whoever want to hurt your children diabolically in any way, we command judgment of God against them in the name of Jesus. Whoever want to do you evil, we not care long susa by yala baba. We destroy their powers in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke any man. The Lord rebuke any woman that want to hurt you, that want to do evil. The Lord rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Onti mo gba ladua na ni pe enikeni to fe se oni bi Oluwa ba won wi. The Lord rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. I pray for you, you will not weep over any of your children. I want to give Holy Spirit, I want to give you 2 minutes. Listen, I want to give you 2 minutes to contend for your children. I will give you how many minutes? Listen, I was sharing on the covenant renewal yesterday. I love watching animals, ants. I love watching ants. You know, the Bible says, go to the ant and learn. Go and learn. I learned saving from ants. I learned the importance of seasons. The importance of seasons from ants. I have told you this before. This, what do you call this socket? Is it called socket, right? Of the world. One hard fought in my house. And you know, I'm a very handy man. Anything I want, I put my hand. So I wanted to remove it to fix it. And as I removed it, about half cup of grain, garri, poured from that place. And I sat down to say, why, how? And I discovered there was ants. They will carry grain. All this, when you see them carrying, they are going to save them. Go to the ant and learn. Because they know that winter is coming. The rain is coming. They can't gather during, you can't see ants. They keep gathering during summer. They keep saving. They keep keeping. They will have it. They will, instead of them to eat it, they will delay their gratification. Oh, I'm teaching you already. They will delay their gratification. They will go and save. They will go and save. So when rain comes, when the season changes, you won't see them outside. They are in their colony. They are eating the fruit of their labor. So I learned that from the ant. So I saw a mother hen, sitting on her head, on her cheeks. And a snake, cobra, with wide neck was coming to pick. He will come. You see, he has come. I expected the mother hen to run. Is that not so? Snake. Even you, woman, when you see snake, you want to run. But I was shocked as the mother hen rose in defense of her children. She contended, jumped up and was trying to strike. Was striking. And it was like a film. There was script here. If not that they were animals. And the serpent, the cobra, turned back and walked away. The mother hen defended her children. I want you mothers, parents, I want you to contend for your children. I want you to begin to contend. Any power that wants to tamper with my children, the Lord destroys you. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to weep over any of my children. Lift your voice, parent. Lift your voice, parent. Contend for your children. Contend for your children. The contend for your children. I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of the Lord. Against any power, against any force that want to attack or contend with my children, I contend. I lift up the banner of the Lord. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the east, from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. I contend for my children. I come against any power. I come against any force that want to tamper with my children in any way. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. My Father, you have said, I will be a wall of fire round about you, and the glory in the midst of you. Father, I ask that you will be a wall of fire round about my children. Be a wall of fire round about my children. Be the glory in the midst of them. My God, my God, my God, defend my children. Defend my children. I refuse to weep over any of my children. I refuse to weep. I refuse to mourn. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. You will not mourn over your children. You will not weep over them. Every power contending with your children We command that they be destroyed today. Let them be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Any power, any man, any woman that want to tamper with your children, let them receive judgment by fire. You will see the celebration of your children and their children. For everyone still trusting God for the fruit of the womb, for everyone not married, you will see the greatness of your children and their children. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Give Jesus a big clap of praise and take your seat. It is done. You know, I told you we're going to pray two scriptures, but because of time, we have done only one. And we will still pray. And the Lord bless you. Once again, I welcome you to church this morning in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. From Thanksgiving, annual Thanksgiving last Sunday, can we give Jesus a big clap of praise one more time? To today, all our internet worshipers, you are welcome. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. This morning, without wasting time, because we are coming again in the evening to pray, let me speak to you on the defended life. Somebody say, the defended life. We're going to just look at a passage of scriptures, while others will come. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 9 to verse 10. That's our theme for the year, defended. Your destiny will be defended. Your life is defended. As a matter of fact, you are standing here this morning because you have been defended. Father, we thank you for your word. Speak to us yourself in Jesus' precious name. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 7, from verse 9, or verses 9 and 10. Acts chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. The word of God says, and the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. Now, for a small, I'll do a small teaching and preach. I'll combine them this morning. Underline envy and sold as one. Envy sold Joseph. They moved with envy, sold Joseph. Then underline, but God was with him and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Hallelujah. Joseph was a defended life. God has defended you, and that's why you are still here, and he will still defend you. Now, let me put myself under control. So let me mention my sharing in points. 5 points I will discuss if I have all the time. Number one, any man with a dream, any man with a coat of many colors will attract envy, jealousy, hatred, opposition, and conspiracy from others. Any man that has a dream, any boy, any girl that has a dream, that has a vision, any boy, any girl that has a coat of many colors will attract envy, will attract jealousy, will attract hatred, will attract opposition, will attract conspiracy from others. They will conspire against you. Is he the only one? Is she the only one? Why is his own different? Why is our own different? Why is he the most brilliant person? Why is he's always scoring, getting the highest grade? No. If you have a dream, if you're hardworking, you will attract the envy, the jealousy, the hatred of sluts. The same place. You work in an organization. Your own is too much. And you are hardworking. You are the first to come to work, the last to go. You work hard. Then those who are slothful, they will make an enemy out of you. What's wrong with her? Why is she doing nice things? What's even that? She just wants the boss to notice her. She's even going out with the boss. And they could even plot against you. Now, if you had an organization where they cheat, where they steal, they conspire to steal, and you refuse to join them, they can conspire against you. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. So if you have a dream, if you have a coat of many colors, if you have, don't be fine, don't be beautiful, if you don't want the envy and the hatred of others. I don't want to call them war people. If you are beautiful, if you are elegant, if you carry yourself with not pride, tease, you know what I'm saying? You carry yourself, you know, you comport yourself, tease is enough. You're composed. You look nice, you smell good. You become an enemy to some people. So Joseph was a defended, he had a dream. In fact, and his father gave him a coat of many colors. They were hungry with his coat. They were hungry. They were envious of the coat. They were envious that apart from the coat, he now had a dream. Then he told them, we were binding sheaves in the field. My own sheave arose and stood upright. Your sheave bowed to my... You didn't know about us. Then he had another dream. I have had another dream again. Say you are angry. You were angry with sheaves. Now it is me, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing to me. Envy. So please get that point very clearly. Any man with a dream, any man with a vision, any man with a purpose in life, with a goal, any man with a destination, any man that now has a coat of many colors will attract the envy, will attract the jealousy, will attract the hatred, will attract the opposition, will attract the conspiracy of others. And they will be glad if anything bad happens to you. I remember, even in the church, I was a senior pastor of a very big church before Lighthouse started. And being the senior pastor, I was very hard on things getting done appropriately. So, of course, I became the enemy of many. You know, I became the enemy. Things must be done appropriately. And as a senior pastor, I was always having people call me for counseling. So, and then I needed, because I was doing most of the work. So my pastor called me and said, can you see that I don't get to the office until 3 p.m.? You better stay back so that you can have time, because I was complaining to him that I don't want to do counseling. He said, stay back and prepare yourself. We'll enjoy the way you bless us. Stay. So my pastor told me that, gave me the liberty. So one day I was coming to the church, to the office around 1 p.m. and I saw my co-pastors, those under me, going and driving out. So I greeted them and normal courtesy. You say, where are you going? They said, we're going. I said, okay. Greet them for me. And as soon as I left, they said, Oli, see, idiot, Omokekiri, small boy. Because they made him senior pastor. He's just coming to the office, querying us, asking us where we're going. If you have a position, you have a privilege, you will attract envy, jealousy, hatred. And when I had an accident and I lost my children, my twins, this same pastor said, oh, no. He's the only one who has anointing. He's God, don't catch up. For pastors to be rejoicing at the calamity of another. If you are going to be good, if you are going to pursue your dream, if you are going to pursue your purpose, if you are going to stand out in life, get ready for envy. That one is small. For jealousy, get ready for hatred. It's becoming big. Get ready for opposition. Yes. Get ready for conspiracy. They will conspire and lie against you to your face. Get ready for that. So that was what happened to Joseph. Don't forget, we are discussing on the defended life. That's where it starts from. He had a dream. God will defend you. Yeah. They didn't say amen very well. Let me turn to them. God will defend you. He will defend your dreams. He will defend your vision. He will defend your purpose. In the name of Jesus. Shout your amen very well. The defended life. Number two, the greatest defense for any man of destiny, man of dream, is God's presence. The greatest defense. Now, don't forget, the patriarchs, they were moved with envy. And because of envy, they sold Joseph, their brother. Haven't you been sold? There are people who are selling you. They lie against you. They tell tales about you. You are being sold to slavery. You are being sold to rejection. When they tell tales about you, they tell negative things about you. They are selling you. They are selling you. It is the only thing is that they didn't bind you with chain and put you in prison. No, when people, anytime you stand to destroy somebody with your mouth, you are selling the person. They sold him. They moved with envy. And because of envy, they sold him. Please don't sell anybody. And those of you who have been sold, the Lord will defend you. Amen. Let me say amen here. Where again? Let me talk. Amen. Sweetheart, the Lord will defend you. Amen. Don't sell anybody. Don't destroy anybody with your mouth. Don't publicize tales about anybody. You are selling them if you do that. Somebody say, I hear. So the greatest defense is the presence of God. Go back. Yeah, thank you. Go back to verse number 9. The patriarchs moved with envy. And they sold Joseph. Underline it. But God was with him. Hallelujah. Can I hear you shout hallelujah? That is your greatest defense. The presence of God with you. Job chapter 22 verse 21. The word of God says 21:22. Acquaint now thyself with God and be at peace. So shall good come to you. Be acquainted with God. Verse 25 now says, yea, the Almighty shall be your defense. Look at your neighbor for me. Point to him or her. Speak with prophetic audacity. The Almighty shall be your defense. If the person did not say it to you, look for another person. The Almighty shall be your defense. Look for a third person to tell. The Almighty shall be your defense. So the Almighty was the defense of brother Joseph. They were moved with envy. They sold him. But God was with him. God was with him. God was his defense. That is the greatest defense. Not the mopole that are following you. I'm not saying it is bad. I'm not saying it is wrong. But God is your defense. Not mopole. Oh, are you saying don't put mopole? Put. Put gate to your house. When you build house, don't forget gate. Put burglar bars on your windows. In Nigeria, in Africa, we put burglar bars. I mean, for those of you who have traveled abroad, you don't see burglar. In fact, it's an imprisonment. It is wrong for you to build and now put barbed wire. But yeah, you must put it on. Put, can you somebody put the curtain? Choir, somebody put the curtain. Pull that curtain. Can you see burglar bar? When we constructed, we didn't put it. When they broke into the church, we put it. After putting it, they still broke it. You forgot that they stole our keyboard last year. This year. We bought that, but they broke it. And the security, we asked security a company. The security company to defend themselves. They said, he must have an insider and one loony, one Johnny, and your Lord Debolewa. Security slept. They now say it's an insider. Mule Migagani Muaji. It's me that came to steal it. So your security is in the hand of God, not in the hand of any man. Oh Lord, there we sleep. There is no security, no mega who does not sleep. Me, I'm the one telling you. We had one before here. He had a mosquito net. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. No liar will go to heaven. There were people here who saw. There was a day I went to minister somewhere. I went to preach. And some protocol people followed me. And then we got back here like 8:30 to 9. And the security man, in fact, was at the entrance of my office. He put chair 4 and he put net. And he was already under the net. Oh, Lord, there. You sleep. There is nobody who does not sleep. All this, I'm doing night duty. Except you are busy. You are working with machine. And if you are not careful, you just, while you doze on machine, you cut your hand. Do you know how easy it is to do VG? Is that not why you will not be coming? But we will do VG, you will not come. If you come, chef, you will sleep. VG, they say. And then I will say, if you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Almighty shall be your defense. And can I pray for you? The Almighty shall be your defense. And you will have plenty of gold. Plenty of silver. In Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. Look at what God said. Zechariah chapter 2 verse number 5. For I. Now look at the boasting. The only one who can boast. For I, said the Lord, we be unto her a wall of fire round about, and the glory in the midst of her. The glory. The glory in the midst of her. Not a glory, oh. Not a glory. The glory. Some people are looking at me. I just passed a non-verbal message. And the person I passed me said to cut the message. Did you get it also? Kill or get. The glory in the midst of her. I will be a wall of, may God be a wall of fire to you. So the presence of God, if there is anything you must do, it is to ensure that you attract and you do not repel the presence of God. The defended life is a carrier of God's presence. Who can be against you if God be for you? Romans chapter 8 verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? Then I put some notes here. Please note, under this number 2, who left you? Hallelujah. What did I just say? Who left you is not as important. Is with you. Matthew 28 verse 20. Jesus was speaking here. And I love what Jesus said. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Then the part B. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Look at your neighbor again for me. Tell him why the Lord is with you. Look at another person. Tell him the Lord is with you. I am with you always. And that's why I said, who leaves you or who left you is not as important as who is with you. In Psalm 46, verse 7. The same sentence is repeated verbatim in verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Everybody, can we shout it loud? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Shout it one more time. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob. Personalize it. The Lord of hosts is with me. The God of Jacob is my refuge. Selah.
So it doesn't matter who left you. As long as the heart remains, people will leave you.
My elder, Mori Zoabi.
People will, the child you helped raise will leave you.
Do you know, people leaving you is not what is painful. It is what they do or say after they left you. And people have left me. It's not painful because God told me that people will leave me. And I am prepared, I'm ready, I raise people, let them go. But what pain is painful, even painful to me too, is what people who left me, what they did or what they do or say. That's what is painful. That's what is painful. That's what is painful. It's not that they left. It's not that they left. It's what they now say. And you see people deliberately twist facts to suit themselves. That's ungodly. That's satanic. That's devilish. That is hellish. To change, twist stories to suit your purpose, I don't think that can be forgiven. Well, we will forgive you, but I don't think that can. Let me tell you one of those things. A pastor came to me and said, I was a pastor, like I said, senior pastor, and I was about to leave. And the pastor came to me and said to me, sir, is it true that this man of God, something like this happened to him? He has something. I said, I don't know. He said, well, how would you not know? You are the senior pastor. Help us find out too. If you find out, I said, what do you need information for? You don't need information for anything. I said, no, there's no point waiting for you. I said, what do you mean waiting for me? We came here differently. I'm leaving. I have tendered my resignation. I'm waiting to be released. What do you now mean? So he came back 2 weeks after. He said that the man has that building that there. I have confirmed it. I said, what do you need the information for? What's your problem? Then I left. The same man now went to the general overseer and told him, sir, even before senior pastor, he said, you have this house, this place. What he said with his mouth, what he asked me to confirm, that I said, you should forget. He now went to tell the man of God that I said it, to gain favor. If I tell you the things that men have done to me, like I told you, it is not leaving me that is a problem. It is what they do or what they say after leaving. And I want you to prepare yourself. When people leave you, I'm telling you, there's nobody who will tell you what they did or how they left. They will tell you tales to make you see that person as a demon. Are you following me? So, that people leave you? No. Who left you is not as important to you. It's with you. God is with you. And I've told you what is most painful most is not that the people leave, but what they do or say after leaving. No, but God is constant. God is constant. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge. Can you see? And strength. A very present help. Help that is present. Help that is available even when you mess up. Help that will not leave you, not man. Not man. That I've warned you to be careful of who your accountability group. It's good to be accountable. I had a friend when I was courting my wife. So something moved me. I don't know what moved me. And I hugged her. Then she said, leave me alone. She said, are you okay? Then I said, no. Me, the Kalolo, normally. But you know when you... Those who are married, you know when you hug your wife, you know what happened to you? You know your brain shift to one side. So my brain had shifted. So I hugged her, I was hugging her, and she said, leave me. I said, don't worry, I will not fornicate. Then she said, then leave me. I said, don't let me leave you, I will not fornicate. I was all hugging her, and I was enjoying
Then she began to eat meat. So and so I apologized. I said, I'm sorry. She was angry. She left. I said, don't be in a hurry. Don't be angry. So I went to beg her. So she forgave me. Another time I looked at her again. Then I grabbed her again. Then she began. I said, no, I'm sorry. It will not happen again. I promise you. Well, they'll anoint you. Those times I had anointing. Then the third time I hugged her. So I took myself to my pastor. I said, sir, I'm just hugging. So my pastor said, have you not fornicated? I said, sir, it's yes and no. If you go by the definition of Jesus, Jesus Christ said, if you look at a woman lustfully, you have committed fornication. He said, I have not only looked lustfully, I have hugged lustfully. So on that note, I have committed. But if it is having a carnal knowledge of a woman, I have no. My pastor started laughing. Then that was when, you know, my pastor just laughed and go. Because my pastor saw me as a balanced Christian. One of them, okay, need help. So I went to my friend, my very good friend. I was his best man. When he got married, I said, Oremi, come by, this thing's happening. I'm just hugging. Okay, that he said, what is that messy? That's messy. That it happened to me too when I was caught before I got married. He said, I quickly nipped it in the bud. I said, how did you nip it in the bud? He said, I just nipped it. I said, how did you nip it? So that I can nip my own in the bud. He was just telling me, you know, nip it in the bud. So, okay, how do I now nip it? That's what I want to learn. He's not just telling me nip it in the bud. How did you nip it? Fast forward many years after, the church wanted to appoint a senior pastor. And the pastor, this young man was interested. And the pastor said he was going to be me. And announced me, don't forget, if you have a dream, if you have a position, you will be envied. And as the pastor named me as senior pastor, this man resigned from the church. And then he began to say, their so-called senior pastor, my accountability person, when he was misbehaving, we were the one that counseled him. When he was misbehaving, Egbo, Shemo misbehave. That my pastor had to call me, Yemi, why you were misbehaving? When were you misbehaving? What did you do? He said, you counseled you. I said, misbehave. Then I began to think, nothing. I said, well, the only misbehavior was that one that I told you that I hugged my sister, my fiancée. My pastor said, did you tell him? I said, it's my covenant partner friend. We should pray. So I told the pastor, started laughing. Is that what? I said, hey, that's the only thing. I'm telling you of people. So you should be, this one is your friend. This is Joseph's brother. Or these are Joseph's brothers. Well, Joseph's brothers, his brothers. You don't answer, no? God is constant. Very present. He will not announce it. You that kiss one girl, you today you cannot dwell. You that stole money, you that cheated. He will be constant. What kind of a God do we serve? Look at Samson. Samson met a lady, went to her, and God sees a Samson. He didn't withdraw his strength. Samson went to Timnath and saw a lady, went to her. Samson went to Gaza, to the valley of Sorek, saw a one harlot, he went to her. He said, I carry anointing to sleep with prostitute. Then he went again to the valley of Sorek and found Delilah and put his head on his lap. And he said, and Delilah was not saying, tell me your strength. And he was still putting head, you know, this woman has asked for your strength. And you are still putting your head. So, brother Samson. And God still didn't leave him. God still remained. Then he now told Delilah, and then they removed the locks of hair. So, you know, God still followed him to the prison. He remained with him. You will discover in Judges chapter 16. Look at the last verse. The Bible says that's the one great message on restoration. Last verse, Judges chapter 16. I mean, because the last verse, you know, verse 22. Verse 22, but you're not telling anybody about the last verse. What's the last verse? Verse 22. I'm just myself. You know, I told God I can't be a pastor. He said I should be a pastor. I said I can't be. I don't know Bible. I don't know so much. He said I should just be. So I'm just me. And I told God that, God, I'm too playful. He said, yes, you will be pastor. That's why I'm playing. Like, it's God, he allows me to just be me. Yeah, I'm not as formal and as detailed, as very powerful as other pastors. So even when I see them, I'm like, oh, yeah, God, that's a pastor. Me? No, this one. Amen. Me, I even don't know, but I'm even asking somebody to help me. How be it? The hair of his head began to grow again. May your hair grow again. Everywhere you have been shaven, may your hair begin to grow again. I don't know who I'm praying for here now. Right now, I command everyone whose head has been shaven. I command everyone who has been shaven by whatever, that the hair of your head begins to grow again. I speak restoration to your life and to your destiny. Can I hear your louder amen? God is constant, a very present help in trouble. God is our strength and God is our refuge. Let me move number three, and I'll round up very quickly. Number three, don't forget number one, any man with a dream, a coat of many colors will attract envy, jealousy, hatred, opposition, conspiracy, and what have you. The greatest defense for a man is God's presence. But God was with Joseph. May God be with you. May God be a wall of fire round about you and your children, and the glory in the midst of you. So who left you is not as important as who is with you. That's it under part number two. What is painful is that most painful is not that people leave you, but what they say or do after they left you. But God is constant. Number three, God, the Bible says, now let's go back to our test for today. Acts of the Apostles chapter 7 verse number 10. Acts of the Apostles chapter 7. We are done with verse 9, verse number 10. The Bible says, but God was with him and delivered him out of all his afflictions. The defended life is delivered from all afflictions. God is with him and God delivers him. God delivers him from all afflictions. The Greek word translated affliction in that verse is glypsis. Glypsis, T-H-L-I. You know me, I'm not a Greek, but just note it. But this means, literally it means pressure. So God delivered him from all his pressures. You have pressures. You are going through pressures. You are facing pressures. Glypsis. But God will deliver you from your pressures. Young lady, even your parents are putting pressure on you. Go and marry. As if you will marry yourself. They are putting pressure. You are facing pressure. A young lady, the mother abused her and the father. They severally abused her. Your mates are bringing money home. Your mates are giving money to their parents. You go out. You are just sitting at home. You say you don't have a job. Look at that person. And that person is an olosho. So what are you telling this girl? That she should also go and trade her body or sell her body. They were putting pressure on her to bring something home. A woman got married and is trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And her in-laws were putting pressure on her. Tipsies. Pressure. Hey, go and burn. Go and burn. Barren woman. They were calling her barren. Putting pressure. Your boss could put pressure on you. Your lecturer could put pressure on you. If I don't sleep with you, you won't pass this course. You know how old you are. You want to repeat. People putting pressure. But the Bible says, but the Lord was with him and he delivered him from all his afflictions. These are afflictions, but God will deliver. Literally pressure. So where are you facing pressure? What are those things putting pressure on you? You look up to God. The defended life is delivered from all these pressures. From all these pressures. You are some of us. Almost everybody has financial pressure. Pressure, Igbo. You remember you want to pay house rent. Pressure. You can't sleep very well. Because house rent has expired. Or we soon expire. Pressure. You want to pay children's school fees? Pressure. Now that everything is increasing. Everything is increasing. They increase everything. Transport fare increase. Food in the market increase. The only thing that has not increased is your offering. Abi, I lie. Every other thing has increased. Transport money has increased. Okay, that money has increased. You take a bike, it has increased. Soft drinkers, I told you recently, I don't know where, was it School of the Spirit? I gave three people, I thought I was doing good, but I gave them 500. I gave my, just to buy soft drink, buy Coke. They collected 500 and they started laughing. Because the last time I bought Coke, it was 159. So they laughed. I said, Coke is 450. Money, eh? I was just told that pure water is now 50 naira. A sachet. That was how much we were buying a bag of pure water before. A bag was 60 naira. Of 20 pack, 20 sachets. It's now 50. 60, get to what? 16. 16. And they were selling. Amanate te wao, amanate. Amanate te wao, amanate. Tolikbe ayenda ruo, amanate. Ese engoli, ese lojo juma, amanate. Amanate te wao, amanate te mabo, amanate. Tori pe pure water the 50 naira amana onje o se ra ni body ja market mo o amana tete wa you like my song oh this seven produce me oh Jesus. Another meaning, the figurative meaning of the word thlipsis, thlipsis, thlipsis. Another the figurative meaning is affliction, anguish, anguish. And the anguish of a woman who cannot help his child. Burden, persecution. Tribulation and trouble. But the Bible says God delivered him. So the defended life is delivered from all this. So whatever the affliction is, whatever the trouble, whatever the pressure, the God of heaven, the God who is defending you will deliver you from them all. You shall be delivered. Verse 9 again, I mean verse 10, we're rounding off two more. I said I will mention 5 points. This is my number 4. Verse 10, Acts chapter 7. And he delivered him out of all his affliction and gave him. God gave him. God gives to the defended life. God is a giver. What did I say? God is a giver. And he gives to the defended life. He gives you favor. He gives you wisdom. He gives you every good gift that you need. He is a giver. He gave us his only begotten son, and he also gives us good and perfect gifts. James chapter 1 verse 17. James 1 17. The Bible says every gift that is good, or every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and he cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither any shadow of a turning. God is a giver, and he's a better giver than any other person. A better giver, the best giver than man. If man gives you, man will mock you. Yeah, I should be there by me below. their wife can help their. If wife is, wait. If your wife is helping you, her prayer is going to be for a while. So you can quickly bounce back again. Because if your wife is taking care of you, after a while, she will get tired and angry. Mother sorrow. No matter the anointing, what sorrow. Even though they may regret it and apologize later, but one cause sorrow. So, if you're going through that situation, God will deliver you. It's a kind of a pressure. Your situation will turn around. But I want to plead with you, wives. Be like Mother Sarah. Don't grumble. Don't abuse. You have helped your husband. That you are a helpmeet. You are a helpmeet. Why are you now turning it and using it to rub it on him, to abuse him? We're giving you food, you are eating. No. The day he has been giving, come. The day he has been providing. Except he has not been providing at all. There are people like that. I settled a quarrel many years ago, and the lady was angry that my husband is not giving me money, and he comes home and eats. So I asked him, do you eat? Pastor Matisse, you were with me there. Do you eat? He said, yes, she gives me food. She's trying. I said, how much do you give her in a month? And then he said, she will need your woman. He was with me. He said, I don't know, I should give her money. She has money now. I said, you must give her. You must give her. You must be responsible. That's how God will be blessing you. Because God knows you have the responsibility. And I have told you, when I was earning $30,000 in a month, I would give my wife 10 out of my 30,000. My wife started working and she was earning 30,000. I would still give her 10. I was still earning 30,000. My wife's salary increased to 60,000. I would still give her 10. And I was so called me, the kitty man. Don't decode that one. My wife's salary became 80,000 naira. At the end of it, I will still give her 10. Our salary became 180,000. My own was still 30,000. I will still give her 10. That's all. You can't abuse me. My wife cannot say, hey, well, I'm the one feeding you. I don't care if you like spend 200,000 for food feeding. I've given you 10. Will you say I'm not giving you allowance? Amen. About where Kuba Shebano even bought you now. Go ask my wife. She will soon be able to ask her. I will just my fair. Oh, Jamida. Where's my food? Ah. Go seek Bimbeni. Amen. And when God started blessing me, she didn't need to ask. She didn't need to ask. I just increased it. It's me. God, I increased it. I don't need to tell you how much I now. And I'll give. Do I have to? No. You would think I'm proud. Praise the Lord. Amen to Jesus. So be a supportive husband and wife. So God is the one who gives good gifts. He will not complain. He will not upbraid. There is some variableness with him. And he will not complain. Say, I gave you last time. I think it was Pastor Demola leading us to pray this morning. He said, we can come to God all the time and ask him. And he will not say, was it the one? He said, Sister Precious, thank you. Sister Precious, I wish I would pray. No, he's a prayer. Call in a call. And he started preaching. Powerful. That. If you ask your friend, if he gives you something, he might just complain. And after, you are coming too much. Why are you always coming? You came last time. But if it is God, I like that one. Pastor Precious. If it is God, he won't say, Shebi, you came yesterday. We keep coming every day. Say, Lord, I have come again. Father, I have come. Wura, onwago. I see you have 8 minutes. If you like, look at the time. You know what I want to do? I want to collect the control of the time. So that I'll just change it.
There is no variableness with God. So he gives good things. And this end of the year season, God will give you good things. He gave favor. He gave favor in the sight of the Egyptians. So don't worry, relax. You are going to find favor with men. You won't leave this year empty. You will be highly favored. If you are the one, that prayer looks like you, shout a louder amen. So the defended life is given. Gives him wisdom, gives him favor and wisdom. Wisdom, favor, and wisdom to build and to navigate the challenges of the age. This age is an age of trouble. You need wisdom to navigate through these turbulent times. God is changing it very soon. And I can tell you for free, 2025 shall be the year of divine interventions. Have I told you what our focus in 2025 is? God spoke to me. He said it is your year of the supernatural. So there will be the supernatural in every aspect of your life. Supernatural turn, not only for you, not only for our church, but also for our nation. You watch it. Amazing manifestations of God in turning things around. What he did in Samaria, what he did in Bethlehem, he's going to do again in Nigeria. So God gave wisdom and favor. He gives it to you. And finally, verse number 10, what did God do again to the favored or the defended life? God gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him. I like that. He made him. God made him. He made him governor. Can I tell you, it's only God who can make you. Not any man. Not any politician. Only God. He's the maker of men. My God will make you. Some things God said to me about 2025, so amazing. So amazing. Let me tell you one thing that God said. He said you should prepare yourself. He said he's going to raise, he's going to advance many Bezalel and Aholiab in our midst. And he's going to announce your skill. He's going to announce your skill, your gift, your talent. This coming year, there will be your year of divine announcement. I want you to go and prepare. Go and hone your skills. Go and hone it. Go and develop your skills. Go and develop yourself in what you are doing, because it is your year of announcement. And so when God now announces you and you are brought to the stage, so you won't flop, prepare yourself. So God is the maker of men. Unfortunately, there are so many people in the church who have not gotten to the stage of God, make me. They are still in the stage of God, give me. The prodigal son, Luke chapter number 15. Let's look at the story of the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15, let's look at it from verse number 15. Prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. Now, beg your pardon, let's start from verse 12. I'm looking for, I want to show you a phrase, verse number 12. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me," somebody shouting, "give me, as long as you remain in the realm of give me, you will never arrive at destination. Give me. And there are so many give me in the church. Give me. They just want to collect. They just want to collect. You have turned yourself to a welfare person, welfareist. When they are doing welfare, you are the first to show up there. Give me. Even when you have, you still say, give me. You want to join it to the one you have. So they gave him. And he collected all and he squandered it. I've told you before, anything that is given to you will soon be finished. It will soon finish. There is nothing you get that doesn't finish. There is nothing you get. Genesis 21, Abraham gave Hagar a bottle of water and a loaf of bread. The Bible says the water was spent. He finished. Anything they give you will finish. So now move on. The boy said, give me. They gave him. He finished it. He divided with what he had. Let me verse 13. The boy now went, verse 13, very quickly, media person. And he gathered together and he took his journey to a far country, and there he wasted his resources of righteousness. Verse 14 now says, when he began to, he spent all, there arose a mighty famine and the land, and he began to be in want. Give me, we soon be in want. Go to verse 17. He came to himself and said, how many fires have found of my fathers do I who are have and to spare, and I am perishing here with hunger. Verse 18. Look at what he says. I will arise and go to my father. I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. Verse 19. Pay attention to the next sentence. I'm no more worthy to be called your servant. Make me. Somebody say, make me. Leave this realm of give me. Come to the stage of make me. Leave that realm. Give me. Father, give me. Give me. Give me. Make me. Make me what you want me to be. God is the maker of men. A defended life, God will make. God will make. Don't forget, if you have a dream, a vision, a coat of many colors, you will attract envy, you will attract hatred, you will attract jealousy, you will attract opposition, you will attract conspiracy of others. Your greatest defense, the greatest defense to any man is the presence of God. God was with Joseph. May God be with you. Don't forget, it doesn't matter who has left you. Who left you is not as important as who is with you. That is God. That is God. God is constant. The defended life will be delivered from all its afflictions, all pressures, all challenges, all troubles. God will give to the defended life wisdom. God will give him favor. God will give him grace. God will make the defended. The defended life will be made. And you are the defended life. And I pray for you. The God of heaven will defend you. The Lord will defend you. The Lord will defend your interest. Your coat of many colors will not be stripped. Will not be taken from you. You will not be naked. The enemy will not strip you naked in the name of Jesus. Your children will not be stripped naked in the name of Jesus. The Almighty will be your defense. You will have plenty of gold. The Lord will be a wall of fire round about you. He will be a wall of fire round about your children. It will be the glory in your midst. The glory in the midst of your family. Upon your children, God will be their glory. Your children will reflect the glory of God. Your life will also demonstrate the glory of God. You will not tell stories with your life. You will show forth the glory of the Lord. Your children will not tell stories in their lives. They will show forth the glory of the Lord. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord will be with you. The Lord made Joseph to prosper. He will make you to prosper. The Lord made all that Joseph did to prosper. All that you do will prosper. The Lord will bless the hands of your children. Your hands will be blessed. Your hands will produce results. Your business will produce results. Your children will produce results. From all your afflictions, you will be delivered. God will deliver you from affliction. He will deliver you from all pressures. The pressure of this age will not sweep you off. The pressure of this season will not sweep you off. You will see the end of the pressure of this age. You will see the end of the pressure in Nigeria. The pressure in Nigeria will not overwhelm you. You will not be carried away. You will not compromise. You will not be sold to slavery. In the name of Jesus, God will give you favor. Favor in the sight of men. From today, wherever you turn to, you will be favored. The remaining days of this year, any direction you face, you will be favored. Any man you meet will favor you. Anyone you ask from will favor you. Those in position, the position to help you, they will help you. Those in the position to help your children, we help your children. There is a parent here. Your children will be helped. Your children will be assisted. I am seeing good news. I am seeing good news for you. Good news is coming for you. Over your children, a great news is coming. A great news is coming. Your child will be announced. Your children will be announced. They will be promoted. They will be honored. Your life will be honored. The Lord God will bless you. God will make you. My God will make you. You will be made. You will be made. You will not be small. The Lord will multiply you. You will not be few. The Lord will glorify you. You will not be small. God will announce you. God will introduce you. In the name of Jesus, you will end this year better than you started it. You will not be a victim of any evil. In the name of God the Father,
and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Shout to Amen 3 times if you believe.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.